A new challenger has entered the ring. A Democrat announces plans to challenge Republican Brian Stile in his Southeast Wisconsin congressional district. It's Tuesday, April 28th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, the head of the U.S. Department of Agriculture visits Wisconsin to push for a new farm bill. And there will be no school in Madison this week as teachers take part in a day without immigrants. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Public Radio stays connected with the whole state thanks to its network of 8 bureaus. With reporters on the ground across Wisconsin, WPR provides a news service that connects with issues that matter to your life. Stay in touch with WPR.
A new Democratic candidate has entered the race for the first congressional district in southeastern Wisconsin. Milwaukee Alderman Peter Brigelis announced on WISN-TV's Up Front that he will challenge incumbent Republican Brian Stile.
We need a Democrat who can raise money to beat Brian Stile. He has millions in his war chest. Democrats need to step up and get that national attention and show that this district is flippable.
The district, which includes Kenosha and Racine counties, was redrawn in 2022 to include Democratic areas around Janesville and Beloit. But Brigelis could face an uphill battle. He does not live in the district, and he joins a crowded primary. Stile has held the seat since 2019. He has dramatically outpaced Democrats when it comes to fundraising. The head of the U.S. Department of Agriculture was in Wisconsin yesterday to promote the Trump administration's recent actions on farm and food-related issues. As Hope Kerwin reports, that includes pushing for a new farm bill, which is expected to get a vote in the House of Representatives this week.
USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins held a private roundtable with farmers at Morningstar Dairy in Onalaska before speaking with the press. Rollins told reporters that she supports the farm bill. She pointed out that several major programs like crop insurance and low-income food assistance were updated in last year's reconciliation bill.
And so what this current farm bill represents is the addition, what we need to do to strengthen crop insurance, what we need to do to make sure we have the right labor rules on the ground so that our farmers can actually have labor.
Rollins was also asked about the ongoing reorganization at USDA. She says relocating jobs outside of D.C. will ensure her agency is staffed by people closer to the farmers and rural communities they serve. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The University of Wisconsin-Madison has named the founding dean of the College of Computing and Artificial Intelligence. Longtime UW educator and leader Remzi Arpachi-Doso will head the college when it opens on July 1st. The College of Computing and Artificial Intelligence will be the university's first new college in 43 years. Arpachi-Doso is currently the head of the School of Computer, Data, and Information Sciences and special advisor to the Provost for Computing. As founding dean, Arpachi-Doso will set the academic direction and culture of the school. He's also going to establish financial partnerships. The new college is already supported by $100 million in philanthropic commitments by Catalyst Collective. The group includes alumni and corporate partners. The new college will hire 50 new faculty members. Students in the Madison Metropolitan School District will not have school this Friday. Corrine Hess reports that's because more than half of the teachers said they would miss work that day to demonstrate in a day without immigrants.
The event is part of the national May Day Strong Day of Action. In a statement, the Madison Teachers Union said students are afraid that ICE agents are going to come for them, their parents, or their friends. The union says that burden is keeping students from learning. School officials say they opted to cancel classes after determining the low staff turnout would affect student safety. Marches and rallies to support immigrants are planned across the state, with the largest events planned in Madison and Milwaukee. Milwaukee Public School teachers have a planned day off. Voices de la Frontera representatives say the Milwaukee Teachers Union is planning to participate. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Republican State Senator Jesse James has been nominated as the Village of Lake Halley's next police chief. The announcement comes 2 weeks after James dropped his campaign for a seat that could decide who controls the Senate next session. A statement from the Chippewa County Village of Lake Halley says James brings extensive law enforcement leadership to the job. He previously served as a police chief in neighboring Eau Claire County. In the release, James said he's excited and blessed to serve as police chief in the community where he grew up. James announced earlier this month that he was dropping his campaign against Democratic State Senator Jeff Smith, whose seat is considered one of just four swing districts in November. Republicans currently hold an 18-15 majority in the state Senate. Coming up, a newly filed lawsuit accuses Dane County deputies of using excessive force against animal rights activists who tried to raid a beagle breeding facility earlier this month. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep. Over the years, my wife and I have supported several different public radio stations with which we have a connection, like in my hometown in Indianapolis. We know how important listener support is to the quality news and conversations and entertainment that we value on public radio. A gift of $10 or $20 per month goes a long way to providing meaningful programming to this community. Become a sustainer of your station, Wisconsin Public Radio, with your monthly gift at WPR.org.
And finally, animal rights activists have filed suit against Dane County officials and against a Wisconsin-based beagle breeding facility. As Sarah Lear reports, this comes after an attempted raid of that facility, which ended with tear gas and rubber bullets.
Richland Farms has faced allegations of animal abuse, prompting a special prosecutor's investigation. That ended with a settlement, which allowed the facility to avoid criminal charges, but required it to give up its breeder's license by July 1st. Activists say that's not enough. On April 18th, advocates tried, unsuccessfully, to break into the facility so they could take beagles out. They were met with rubber bullets, tear gas, and pepper spray from law enforcement officers. The Dane County Sheriff has said hundreds of protesters were violent and ignored verbal warnings. But the federal lawsuit accuses the sheriff's office of excessive force. It alleges that Dane County officials conspired with Ridgeland Farms to violate the civil rights of protesters. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
In a statement, Ridgeland Farms called the lawsuit without merit and said a violent mob does not have the right to attack a private facility. Dane County officials declined to comment on pending litigation. And of course, we'll end the show with a quick check of your forecast. Mostly cloudy and a little windy across Wisconsin today. High temperatures topping out in the 50s and 60s, but no rain expected. Overnight, more clouds, cold as well, with lows in the 30s and 40s. It's likely we'll see some frost in northern Wisconsin, and the rain is expected to return by late tomorrow. And that'll do it for this Tuesday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Rob Mentzer. Don't forget to just take a few seconds, leave us that rating and review wherever you're listening right now. I love hearing your feedback. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.